Hey everyone, welcome back to another deep dive here on the channel. Today we're breaking down Citigroup, one of the big global banks that's been showing real signs of a turnaround. Let's jump right in. Citigroup has been delivering stronger results lately, with its second quarter performance highlighting broad revenue growth across trading, investment banking, and services. The stock has seen some volatility on expense concerns, but the underlying franchise looks more resilient than it has in years. Citigroup operates as a diversified financial services giant with major segments in banking, markets, services, and U.S. personal banking. Under CEO Jane Fraser, the firm has been streamlining its operations, focusing on higher return businesses while returning significant capital through dividends and buybacks. With roughly 224,000 employees and a market cap north of $240 billion, it's a true global player headquartered in New York. Revenue came in at nearly $25 billion in the latest quarter, the highest in a decade, driven by strength in fixed income trading and investment banking fees. Breaking it down by segment for the full year, markets contributed about $22 billion, services around $21 billion, USA. Personal banking near $21 billion, and banking and wealth management adding the rest. Geographically, North America dominates at over $44 billion, while EMEA adds another $7.6 billion. Earnings showed solid momentum, with net income reaching $5.8 billion, or around $3 per share, up 45% year over year. Revenue beat estimates by a wide margin, thanks to trading and deal-making activity. Management highlighted broad-based segment strength and an efficiency focus, though they flagged higher expenses in the back half of the year that could temper results. On the earnings call, leadership emphasized pulling growth forward through targeted investments while noting normal seasonality ahead. They pointed to improved returns on tangible common equity and a commitment to capital returns, including a 12% dividend increase and a $30 billion buyback authorization. The tone was constructive on the franchise rebuild, but realistic about macroeconomic headwinds. Looking at the balance sheet, total assets sit around $2.66 trillion, with stockholders' equity near $212 billion. Return on equity came in at about 7.5% for the trailing 12 months, while the price-to-earnings ratio lands around 17 times and price-to-sales near 1.4 times. The dividend yield is roughly 1.7%, with a payout that's sustainable given the earnings trajectory. For valuation, we're using a price-to-book approach, which is the standard lens for banks since their business model centers on deposits, loans, and book value rather than traditional free cash flow. DCF isn't the right fit here because of how banks generate earnings. The model puts fair value somewhere around $130, while the stock trades near $140. Key drivers include a price-to-book target of 1.15 times reflecting current industry positioning and a forward PE around 12.5 times for a mature bank with moderating growth. Changing those assumptions can shift the number meaningfully, so if you disagree with the inputs, you can run your own valuation on the MarketSnap intrinsic value calculator on the site. On the SWOT front, strengths include diversified global revenue streams, improving capital returns, and recent trading momentum. Weaknesses center on elevated expense guidance and lingering restructuring costs. Opportunities lie in wealth management growth and efficiency gains, while threats include interest rate volatility, regulatory pressure, and competition from fintech players. Recent performance shows the stock over 46% over the past year, but down about 7% in the last month after the expense update. Longer term, it's delivered solid gains, though it remains sensitive to macro sentiment and sector rotation. My take is that Citigroup is further along in its comeback than the market is giving it credit for, but the current price sits a bit rich relative to the model estimate. The capital return story is compelling, and the franchise is clearly stabilizing, yet I'd want to see sustained expense discipline before getting aggressive. For long-term holders, this could still work as a core bank position if you buy dips, but it isn't screaming undervalued at these levels. Wrapping up, Citigroup's turnaround continues to gain traction with strong trading and banking results, though valuation leaves limited margin of safety right now. Keep an eye on expense trends and capital return execution in the quarters ahead. Thanks for watching. Hit subscribe for more bank breakdowns, and I'll see you in the next one.